Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Framing it as what surprised me the most is how much better the Rams receivers were than the Bills corners. It was a matchup of good on good. I mean, I think the strength of the Bills defense is their corners and Taron Johnson, Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford, and Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua got the best of them. And I figured that would be a reasonable matchup for the Bills. You figured there'd be some back and forth, but it was very one-sided.
Joe Marino joined us earlier today. If you missed any of that, of course, you can go to On Demand Audio, WGR550.com. Listen to the entire interview. He was great, as always.
You could also rewind on the Odyssey app.
It's true. You can do that.
So, one, I'm hoping that Joe is better so that you and Joe can have your
Jared
Goff discussion.
My question for you and for Josh and for everyone in the producer room here.
Uh-oh.
Have you guys secured your Sabres gravy boat yet?
Nope. Did not make it to the game.
I also did
it's
not
too
make
bad.
It to the game.
Did it's you? A great stocking stuffer.
I'd be keeping that. Why are you handing that to someone else?
I'm not sure it's going to be worth anything. What do you mean? Why would I keep it?
One, gravy is great.
I've got, if nothing else, Derek, what you should know, maybe I have multiple gravy boats at
home.
But
do you have a gravy Zamboni?
Yes.
And you're about to say no.
That's fine. Either way, I think you should consider getting a gravy boat. And you could buy it for me if you'd like. Since it's so valuable, I'll sell it to you for, I don't know, $100.
I hate you.
If you guys want, if you want it, I'll sell you for $100 right now.
Bitch.
Cash only. I'm a cash only guy, but $100.
Hang on. Let's see here.
I have $3.
Okay, Patrick. I have a 20.
I got $3. I've got $3.
My Patrick Star. Okay, so
Me to my bank account every week.
Derek Kramer, Nate Geary here in for Jeremy and Joe. We got about 25 minutes or so here remaining in our show before we kick things over to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Again, Sean McDermott will be on 11:45-ish. Get some updates on, I would assume no one's going to be, well, I don't want to assume that Rasul Douglas won't be ruled out, but I would assume because they weren't ruled out at this point last week, that Keon Coleman or Dalton Kincaid won't be ruled out. They'll likely become game time decisions again.
Yeah.
I would like very much for this game to have both those players back in the lineup.
Yes, of course. I mean, Rasul Douglas has become one of my favorite players on this roster, and it hurt me to see him struggle mightily in that game. And then get injury to insult added on to that. So obviously, hopefully that they have Rasul Douglas back for this game. But if they don't, I'd be very interested to see what roster impact Kyir Elam has if Douglas has to miss a game or two. I'm very intrigued about Kyir Elam because ultimately he does not draw a roster spot because he's not as used on special teams. So it's either an all or nothing role for Kyir Elam as he can play on that perimeter. But because he doesn't draw in on special teams, he doesn't get a jersey every Sunday. I'm very intrigued to see what the dynamic is for Elam if Douglas is not able to suit up. Or if he's even limited in his capacities.
You know,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was interesting to me. I know they liked Marcus Ingram a lot. I wonder if one of the things they change, I talked about an elevation that I'd like to see for this game, specifically considering the matchup, is Ely Onku. I think he's kind of their only true two-gap, one technique, like a guy that really just takes up space. And I think they need a space eater in this game. Not that I think that I'm not exactly convinced that Detroit's run game is as simplified as the Bills, meaning it's kind of straightforward, A, B gap running, duo. This offense runs more zone.
It's rather nuanced because there's two different running back styles,
but
too.
They like to hit the edges in this game. But I do think if you can get a clog in the middle, I think I like that idea. I was a little surprised. In hindsight, I'm surprised that the Bills didn't feel Kyir Elam being up for last week's game made sense for them. The problem with Elam is he is their number three corner. So, I mean, regardless, I think he starts if Rasul Douglas can't play. The problem that, or the reason you end up playing Jamarcus Ingram over Elam each week, special teams.
Yes, exactly.
Ingram is a core special teamer, and, you know, frankly, Kyrie Lehman doesn't really provide much special teams value at all.
No.
Which is why he's not seeing game days.
That's why it's all or nothing with him for roster involvement. And again, you might need him in a heavy role on Sunday against Detroit, against Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams and company. So I'm excited to see what happens there. As a Kyir Elam truther, I'm excited for him potentially having this opportunity. But as someone that also has enjoyed Rasul Douglas's time here in Buffalo, I do hope that he is okay and that he's not dealing with any sort of injury long term here as well. It's an interesting place to be here. But this is where it was said, as the season was going on, the Bills have one of the best cornerback depth charts in the entire National Football League, and this is one of the reasons. Douglas goes out with an injury, Kyir Elam's going to step up, and it's going to be, you're in it now. You're in it to win it. Let's go. All or nothing.
Yeah.
It makes it very fascinating to me.
I do wonder if, just by their personnel decisions at large, like, I'm not expecting the Bills to bring back Russell Douglas next year.
I don't think so. Age may be in the equation here as well. But he's also played well enough that he can get himself an interesting contract. Like, I'm interested to see what Douglas will get in the offseason, be it here or anywhere else. I'd love to have him back. Like, try to get him a two-year deal or something.
Yeah, I think he's the type of player that can play into his 30s because of the style of play. But, like, yesterday or last week, I think, showed me anyways the lack of versatility if they want to run man versus known. I do think that they're going to look to get a little younger. But I love what he brings in terms of length, zone coverage ability, instincts, all of those things. That's why I think even if the Bills don't re-sign him, he's still going to go start and play somewhere. But I would be surprised if they want to commit money to him long term. And maybe they should. Maybe they'll consider it. But I think Christian Benford's going to get the bag this offseason.
Yes.
Greg Rousseau's going to get the bag this offseason. Terrell Bernard's going to get the bag this offseason. So knowing those three guys, Khalil Shakir is going to get the bag this offseason.
Definitely
there's some guys that are on the docket here to get paid. And, you know, like you said, if they can get him at a discount, another 1 year or 2 year deal, let him hit the market.
Give him a strong 2 year deal, honestly. Like, I don't even need necessarily discount here. I just need something that's not going to affect the long term cap.
It's sneaky a position they could address again high in the draft.
Yes. And I'm okay with that. Like you had said yesterday,
it's time to start drafting defense again.
Like, draft,
I know it
the
doesn't.
Defense.
I know it makes people mad when they're not just drafting wide receivers and weapons for Josh Allen, but what I think they prove, what I'd like to see is them look at a 2 or 3 year deal for Amari Cooper.
Yes.
And if you're next year, if it's Cooper, Coleman, and Shakir, I like that group quite a bit.
Yes. I think Amari Cooper would. It's one thing that he has yet to experience unrestricted free agency. But coming off of an injury and a little bit of a dip in numbers, thanks to A, Deshaun Watson, and B, an injury when he got traded, I don't know how much money he would end up commanding on the open market. It's going to be an opportune time to sign him possibly at a discount for like a 3 year deal. So the Bills might have gotten a little bit lucky there based on the injury woes that happened for Amari Cooper. Again, there's a lot of optimism still plenty to surround about this team. Even the question marks that we're having heading into their hardest matchup on paper, coming off of one of the wildest losses that we've seen in a while, and one of the weakest times that we've ever seen the defense look, there's still a lot to it where you could think they can beat Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100% they can beat Detroit.
They can beat Detroit. I think the defensive issues against the Rams were an anomaly. Because there's no way that you run close to as imperfect as they did in that game.
803-0550, the number. If you want to get a quick thought in coming up in Extendo Sports, we'd be happy to take it. I told you we were going to talk a little Indiana-Notre Dame again because we have a response from the Indiana head coach. We'll talk about that coming up here next on Extendo Sports. I'm Nick Erie. That's Derek Kramer filling in for Jeremy and Joe. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show comes up next as well. And you can listen to Josh and Zach coming up here as well. We appreciate you listening. This is WGR.